KWCO FM HD1 Chickasha. It's time for news.
It's fair and 74. Good morning. George Plummer in with Cool 105.5 News. Today is Thursday, August 30th. News sponsored by the Glenhaven Retirement Village, First National Bank and Trust. Lots of sunshine, lots of hot temps today. Upper 90s, heat index to about 105. And same thing for tomorrow as we close out the month of August. The traffic accident on the H.E. Beatty Turnpike has been cleaned up. Just got notified from the Highway Patrol that traffic is now clear sailing on the Bailey westbound at mile marker 90, where there was a two-vehicle accident about 6:30 this morning. No information available about that crash right now. We have more proof that the energy sector in the Sooner State is still growing. The story, part of today's Cool News.
Come join the Glenhaven family, now taking applications for all shifts. LPN case manager, nurse, CNAs. Glenhaven's also looking for a kitchen food supervisor, kitchen dietary aides, and a certified activity director. Come join the Glenhaven family. Benefits, Blue Cross Blue Shield Medical, vacations, holiday pay, longevity, and sick pay. Glenhaven Retirement Village, 29th and Iowa, Chickasha.
There continues to be an upward surge in the energy industry in Oklahoma. A new report indicates an improvement from the same time a year ago. We hear that from Matt Skinner with the Oklahoma Corporation Commission.
The Oklahoma Energy Index is up 13.4% from a year ago. The latest index covering July showed a modest increase of less than 1% for the most part because of a drop in natural gas prices.
Let's check out some of the activity in the oil field. Continental Resources reporting a number of producing wells in the SCOOP and STACK plays, one of them producing more than 2,000 barrels of oil a day and about 10,000 million cubic feet of natural gas. That's in the STACK play near the small town of Frye. That's west of Watonga. The news reported on the website okenergytoday.com. Here in the SCOOP, Continental has a smaller producing well, a couple of them actually, in the southeast Grady County area near Purdy. They are in Section 30 of Township 3 North, Range 4 West. One of the three wells there producing 1,000 barrels of oil a day and 1,200 million cubic feet of natural gas. The other well bringing in about 750 barrels of oil a day. Marathon Oil also has a 1,000-barrel-a-day producing well in the STACK. It's about 5 miles northeast of Greenfield. That's between Hinton and Watonga in Blaine County. And yesterday, the Corporation Commission approving two more permits to drill in this region, one in Grady County, about 5 miles east-southeast of Tuttle. That's in Section 15 of Township 9 North, Range 5 West. One in McLean County near the town of Cole in Section 19 of Township 7 North, Range 3 West. More Cool News coming right up.
Think your grandparents are more likely to fall for internet scams than you are? According to national news reports, internet thieves are more successful scamming young people than grandparents. I'm Randy Talley with First National Bank and Trust Company. Protect yourself with our new FNBT 360 checking account with Ultimate ID. You get 3-bureau credit monitoring, instant inquiry alerts, credit score tracker, and fully managed identity fraud recovery services. Call or visit First National Bank, member FDIC.
In Minco, authorities say a credit card scammer has been found at a convenience store. Police advising residents and any customers who might have stopped in Mac's Corner store the last couple of weeks to carefully check their bank statements. They're especially concerned about the time between August 16th and August 29th. Minco police posting the warning on its Facebook page, and they say the skimmer has been removed, but they are hoping to find the individuals responsible. A Grady County man jailed following a domestic violence incident in Tuttle. 41-year-old Chun Zachary Lambert is being held in the Grady County Jail on complaints of domestic violence and child abuse. Tuttle police called to a home Tuesday afternoon where it's alleged Lambert and a woman were arguing, then he hit her in the face. A 14-year-old boy tried to intervene. Authorities say Lambert punched him in the face, too. Lambert left the home in his vehicle, but police tracked him down a couple of miles away. He was arrested without incident. Lambert, awaiting his initial appearance, should prosecutors decide to file formal charges. The top animals shown at the Caddo County Fair this week, heading to the premium sale next week. More than 60 4-H and FFA students hope for the top prices from the bidders. The Grand Champion Market Steer, shown by Tucker Fry of Fort Cobb Broxton. Reserve Grand goes to Ryder Classett of Hydro Eakley. Ryder also had the Grand Champion Prospect Steer, while fellow Hydro Eakley student Skylar Sturgeon had the reserve. Grand Champion Heifer belongs to Cody Courtney of Fort Cobb Broxton. Reserve shown by Stetson Hall of Anadarko. Stetson had the Grand Champion bred and owned heifer, and the reserve bred and owned heifer shown by Jordan Jackson of Anadarko. Grand Barrow shown by Sage Smith of Hydro Weekly. The reserve went to Creedon Woods, also of Hydro Weekly. Grand Gilt honors went to Sierra Weathers of Hinton, the reserve to Tanner Von Allman of Lokiba Sickles. Grand Market Lamb shown by Bailey Nix of Carnegie, the reserve by Avery Bellamy of Fort Cobb Broxton. Grand Ewe Lamb went to Baylor Pearson of Lokiba Sickles. The reserve went to Barrett Stinton of Binger Oney. Baylor Pearson also had the Grand Weather Goat, and the reserve weather went to Addison Schneeberger of Carnegie. Grand Doe Goat shown by Carly Cooper of Lokiba Sickles. Reserve shown by Kaiser Schneeberger of Carnegie 4-H. The horse show for the Caddo County Fair will be Saturday. Registration starts at 8, the show at 9. Checking energy prices, crude oil on the New York Mercantile Exchange at its highest price for August, $69.51 a barrel. London-based Brent crude, $77.14. Natural gas higher to $2.89 per million BTUs. Metals lost ground again yesterday. Gold down to $1,202. Silver falls to $14.67. Our weather forecast calling for sunshine today. Upper 90s for the high. Heat index to about 105. Right now it's fair, 74 downtown Chickasha. Get the temperature whenever you want. Call our time and temp line, 222-2233. Cool 105.5 Sports, next.
Come on, smile. Oh, honey, he's still not smiling.
Maybe he's not a smiler.
Yeah, maybe he's just not a happy baby.
Maybe he's just being a boy.
Or maybe he's teething.
Maybe it's just a phase.
Maybe he has autism, and we can definitely do something to help.
Maybe is all you need to find out more about autism. No big, joyful smiles by 6 months is one early sign. Learn the others at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
In sports, high school football games tonight include one area team, the Newcastle Racers, playing their second straight Thursday night home game. They are hosting Noble tonight at Racer Stadium. It's the season opener for the Bears. Newcastle lost its season opener last week to Tuttle. Chickasha's freshman and junior high football teams have their season openers tonight at Anadarko. Seventh graders go at 4:30, followed by the eighth graders, then the freshmen. Seventh grade Fighting Chicks under the direction of Benny Hallmark. Eighth graders coached by Wade Watley. Freshmen coached by Joe Mulder. The Lady Chicks softball team hosting Bridge Creek in a 5 o'clock game at El Curry Field today. Bridge Creek won an earlier season contest between these two district foes. And the Lady Chick volleyball team on the road to Noble today. The Bears are 8-5, ranked number 12 in Class 5A. The USAO soccer team is back on the road today. They are playing their third game in three states over the last week. They are in Shreveport, Louisiana for midday games today against LSU Shreveport. Neither LSU Shreveport team is ranked in the top 20 in NAIA. They play in the Red River Athletic Conference. Now, the men have played the same two teams as USAO over the past few days. They dropped a 2-0 decision to number 6-ranked University of Mobile. USAO down to Mobile 1-0. And they fell to 3-0 to number 5 William Carey, while the Drovers lost to William Carey 3-2. The LSU Shreveport women scored a 5-2 win over Lyon College in the only game they played. USAO, of course, 1-1. And the college football season opens tonight for Oklahoma State University. They are hosting Missouri State in Stillwater this evening for a 7 o'clock game. The contest will be televised on Fox Sports 1. It's one of about a dozen college football games tonight. Our cool news, weather, and sports today brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust and the Glen Haven Retirement Village.